A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first, let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A brand new episode of Klein Alley Show about to begin, but first let's talk about our good friends, the San Bernardino International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it's a new year, new route. They've got nonstop service from San Bernardino International Airport to Provo on Breeze Airways.
Nothing better. Skiers, snowboarders, snowball fight enthusiasts, you can now go out of the world's greatest airport straight to Provo, Utah.
And as always, San Bernardino International Airport has $5 parking.
It's Allie's favorite thing, and now we get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to your prequend on a Thursday. We are Klein Alley Show. Nice to meet you. Are you a new listener, a friend, family member, ex? Recommend you check out this show every morning? Well, good on you. You've come to the right place at the right time. Coming up later this morning, this hour, we got tickets for you to join us for Ditch Day tomorrow, Snow Summit. Plan your excuses accordingly. In fact, today's a great day to start that tickle in the throat. I don't know what it is.
Fighting something,
but I think I'll be all right. It's a bit, you got to start dropping those today, and then tomorrow, oh, man, that got real bad overnight.
I'm going to take some emergency. I'll be good.
Don't worry. I think I'll be okay, but today's a good day to start that. You got to slow play. Everyone knows the out-of-the-blue excuse always is a little suspect.
A gentle throat clear every once in a while.
Yeah. Almost even better, to be honest, if you can have someone else bring it up to you. Hey, are you okay? You've been clearing your throat a lot. Oh, have I been? I didn't even notice.
You look terrible.
That's right.
You should go home and take a nap.
We say that to each other every day.
But yeah, I heard that you were commenting on my outfit or something earlier.
Who?
You. I heard that you were.
Oh, I said you were doing like a sweater thing where you expose your midriff. You're doing like
I'm not trying to expose my midriff.
It's like a belly shirt sweater.
It's not a midriff, it's a fupa.
No.
Thank you, Jake.
Medically, that's what it's called. Yes, but still, Allie, I think, is really trying to sex it up for the cameras. Ever since I put the cameras in here for the YouTube stream, I think Allie's putting a little bit more effort into her appearance every day.
Because when I don't, I get criticized. And then when I do, I get criticized.
Right. And doesn't it feel better to get criticized when you didn't put effort in? It doesn't hurt so much more when you get criticized after you actually tried?
Yeah, you know, it does. It does. But I kind of figured, you know, we've got a guest coming in today. I don't want to look like complete trash.
Oh, you did this for Tom Morello.
Well, I wanted to look not like crap.
Oh, that's nice.
Usually when I get out of bed, all I want to do is put on a sweatshirt and go to work. And I tried today.
I get it.
But then it's crazy because you only have like a certain amount of time before you have to hit the road. And then sometimes it's crunch time and I'm like, this ain't working.
Yep.
I gotta either
throw on
the sweatshirt or I gotta roll with this. And I rolled with this.
Tom Morello will be joining us in about an hour. So get ready for that. Everything you ever wanted to know about Mr. Rage Against the Machine himself, give you a chance to give 10 seconds of rage. Already some interesting topics coming through on the text line for that. This hour, we're going to meet the neighbors. El Cheapo is going to ask you about the cheapest things you've ever done or witnessed on a date. Maybe you can use some of these if you've got Valentine's Day plans you got to put together. We'll do all of that and your lift tickets all coming up right here this hour on the world-famous K-Rock. There's something happening in your neighborhood right now, and you just to get to the bottom of it, you're always welcome to join us here at K-Rock. The number's 800-520-1067. We like to look around all of the many apps, and there's no shortage out there, to see what is happening in neighborhoods all over Southern California. Because as you know, every neighborhood, even though potentially, you know, we all live in the same place, every neighborhood is very different. And we all live in very different places. Omar's in Rancho Cucamonga, Allie's in Agora Hills, I'm in the Valley, Jake's in Burbank, Vanessa's in Long Beach. I mean, we're spread all over this place. And there's always things happening in neighborhoods, which is why we like to take at least a little time each week to meet the neighbors.
Meet the neighbors. That's what you got. Shake a hand, share a smile and make a friend. Meet the neighbors, their dog just crapped in your yard.
Beautiful. That's a song written by Allie's real life neighbor, Ray. Something or other.
Heppenstall.
So anyway, Jake's neighborhood, he said there's something going on. Is it a mystery, Jake?
Oh, I don't think it's a mystery. It's just a male Karen. Andre says people need to maintain the conditions of their vehicles properly. It is not anyone else's oil, but it is on everyone else's roads. Operating a motor car that leaks oil or other fluids everywhere is reckless and behavior.
Oh, that is a cancel him. What did you say?
I don't know.
What is the word?
I can't say it.
Oh my God.
There it is. That's a speech impediment.
Yes. Why do we mention it and now all of a sudden it's coming back?
Jake, we can't get through this story until we read the sentence completely, please.
Negligent.
The whole story.
Start from the beginning.
Start again.
Oh no. I'll start for the sentence. Operating a motor car that leaks oil or other fluids everywhere is reckless and negligent behavior.
There you go.
Thank you. It defaces the look of our neighborhoods. It's understood that the state does not mandate any minimum requirements for vehicle maintenance or road worthiness, but does not mean that operating leaky cars, is acceptable.
Sounds like you're leaking oil, dude.
I am.
You're being a little diligent.
Yeah.
It is not hazardous to anyone's health like smog, surely, but it is similar to vandalism, and it must be addressed, either by municipal ordinance.
There's so many long words in this.
Why did you pick this one? Of all the things.
I should have practiced this before I read it.
No, start again at the beginning for people that are just joining us. There's some people that maybe just tuned into K-Rock. I'm looking at the line. 714, hey, just start listening. What's Jake talking about? Start over.
All right. People need to maintain the conditions of their vehicles properly.
Yeah.
It is not anyone else's oil, but it is on everyone else's roads. Operating a motor car that leaks oil or other fluids everywhere is reckless and negligent behavior.
Ah, there we go. He got it. All right, beautiful. Allie, what's happening in your neighborhood?
I don't know anymore. This is actually a nasty note that somebody received on their mailbox that now they have brought to the Nextdoor app.
Oh, I love this. Love a passive-aggressive handwritten note.
Yeah. Natalie said, good morning. I live in Deer Springs in Cottonwood Grove, and this letter was taped to my mailbox. Hi there. We live in Sage Court. Please, we wanted to bring to your attention that your fire you make every night outside is really becoming a nuisance. We can see the flames. It is dangerous. It makes us very nervous. We can't breathe from the fumes. It stinks up our homes. We can't even open our windows. It is burning our eyes and throats, and even our pets can't go outside anymore to breathe in the toxic fumes. We are begging you, please, will you give it a rest?
Are they aware there's other fires that have been burning lately? Are you sure they're not blaming a neighbor for, like, the Eaton fire?
What's funny is that Natalie, who put this up, said, I don't have a fireplace.
Okay.
I don't have any of these things.
This is someone that was unaware.
If they did, it would sound very...
negligent. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh my God, already got it.
Jesus Christ, that's good.
I don't have a fire pit. I don't even have a barbecue. We are not even smokers. I'm looking forward to clearing this up. Thank you.
So they've been blamed for the results of the fires, even though they're just...
This person obviously has bad air quality because of the fires,
right.
And now blaming is thinking, blaming a neighbor and starting a neighbor.
Alina in North Hollywood has put a question out. She needs advice quickly. How can anyone suggest that I can make $150 ASAP?
Ooh.
Interesting place to turn to the neighborhood app in this particular case. How long, Allie, did it take for one of the neighbors to suggest something salacious, if you had to guess?
I don't know, because I think that Nextdoor or neighborhood apps are pretty wholesome. It's like, why don't you trim my roses?
Okay, so someone did say, can you pick weeds?
Yeah.
If you could help me pick weeds, I could give you $150 this weekend. The second comment from Amanda was babysitting, and the third comment from Steve was lap sitting.
Ew!
So it didn't take long for them to suggest.
I saw this one. I should have used that one.
Yeah, there's a lot smaller words.
A lot smaller words
in that one.
Sitting.
Jake. So there you have it. Just some of the stuff happening in neighborhoods all over Southern California. Take a quick break. When we're back, El Cheapo checking in on a Thrifty Thursday. If you'd like to win something for free, and I know you cheap people love free stuff, all you got to do is share with us the cheapest thing you ever did or witnessed on a date. Get yourself some lift tickets and hopefully the pat on the back from El Cheapo herself.
Oh,
that will be next on K-Rock. The Great Green Day, Last Night on Earth. On K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, Thrifty Thursday. El Cheapo loves being thrifty. And yes, there's a fine line between being smart, financially smart and being pathetically cheap. And today, we want to hear stories from you as it pertains to dating, because we are now officially in that Valentine's Day mindset. And going out to dinner on Valentine's Day is like a sucker's move, because a lot of prefix menu crap and things are overpriced. And even you drive by a place all year that's got a dozen roses, $9.99, and then the one day their price becomes $39.99.
Yeah, and I have set up a relationship that does not care about Valentine's Day. And if you're looking to get into a relationship,
smart,
just set that up right at the beginning. Say, hey, you know what? We're above that.
Right.
We don't need to celebrate Valentine's Day because we celebrate each other all year long.
You start planting the seed early in the relationship. Hey, it's a good thing we're not one of those couples that feels like we have to do Valentine's Day. And what you're really doing is you're saving yourself money year after year after year.
Also, you make a good point about planting a seed. Plant it 6 months ago so that the flowers are finally ready.
That's a good old cheaper hack. It's time for your stories up for grabs. We got some lift tickets to join us tomorrow for some Ditch Day up at Snow Summit. And what were you cheaped out on, or did you cheap out on a date? Here we go.
It's time to talk to the kingpin of cheap. Here she is, El Cheapo.
And this edition of El Cheapo is brought to you by American Tire Depot, which has the lowest tire prices around. So get thee to an American Tire Depot today.
Start with Joshua, making our way up and down these phones. Joshua, were you the cheaper or the cheapy on this date?
I was the cheaper on this date.
You were the cheaper. Okay, what happened?
Well, I had to get flowers. It was late, and so I just went around the neighborhood and clipped the roses from the bushes of the neighbors.
Oh, my God.
Right. And she said she was okay going to McDonald's. So we went to McDonald's, ordered off the dollar menu.
Jesus. And, about the fly, but you got roses, but they were stolen roses.
Yeah, you borrowed roses.
Borrowed.
And I didn't steal all of them.
Right. That's an interesting move, though. You think about it. Everyone thinks traditional flower shop, order flowers, you're going to get, you're gonna pay a real price. But they technically...
Yeah, but then if you go in the suburbs, there's roses everywhere.
Right. They're all over the place. You just got to find the right
house. And they have, like, the non-spiky ones, too.
Yeah.
They, like, bred the spikes out. But also, if you are somebody who is okay with, you know, stealing flowers from your neighbor's yard, and she is okay with a dollar store or dollar menu dinner... It seems like you guys were compatible. How did that date actually work out?
It worked out pretty well. We only went on that first date.
And it didn't go well.
I don't think that's a good sign. All right, moving on. Let's say hi to Dominica. Hey, Dominica, welcome to K-Rock. Hi, how you doing? Welcome.
Hi, Sweet Tibbetts.
Sweet Tibbetts. What happened to you on, you're talking about cheap dates. Valentine's Day is only a few weeks away now, and El Cheapo loves... Even though she wants your story, she's really looking for ideas. But go ahead.
So I was a cheapie. There's this guy that I dated just a couple times, but he always cooked for me. And this one time, he was like, we're going to go to a restaurant. But he stopped by his mom's house and got a gift certificate.
That's great. I love that. I'm not above a Groupon dinner. I also think that's commendable, though, at the beginning to do the home-cooked meal, because that seems romantic, and there's a lot of fanfare and like, ooh, look at me, I can cook.
But
and
it has this money.
Yes, but you're actually saving money, so that's great.
Yeah, that's one of those moves that even though your motivation could be, oh, this is so much cheaper than going out, you could potentially get the rub of like, wow, that guy could cook for me, but you have to make something kind of decent.
But I also kind of defend that guy, because if you're going out to dinner and you have a gift card, why would you not use the gift card? It like hurts my heart to not use the gift card.
I remember, I don't know if this counts as an El Cheapo, but like I think LA's got Dine LA Week. I mean, every city you live in at some point has like one of those restaurant weeks where even the really expensive, nice restaurants, everyone agrees that they're doing like $25 menus or whatever.
Right.
That's a great, I don't think it necessarily times out with Valentine's Day, but that, as far as dating, that's a great week.
Just buy the stuff then and then let it sit for a while.
No, you can't, you got to go that week, but you do that thing where you show up there and you don't realize because they'll say to you like, oh, we're doing our Dine LA menu, and you're like, oh, you all, oh, I didn't even know. Well,
oh, who knew? That's crazy.
Guess we'll just have to order off that.
I will also say that a picnic is something that has a high romance level, but is cost effective if you do it properly.
Dang.
Especially if you get crap cheese, but you cut it the right way, and it looks like it's little squares, and you know, you can really make a nice arrangement out of food that you didn't pay a lot of money for.
Alex, talking to El Cheapo, it's Thrifty Thursday. El Cheapo is always looking for ways to save money, and the question is, what is the cheapest thing you saw on a date or did on a date? Go ahead.
All right, how's it going, guys? Shout out to my net bangers. No judgment here. The movie theater I go to, it has a self-serving like popcorn and drink refill. So when I walk in with our date, I say, let's just go sit down first. Then I leave, and I go in the trash can and get a popcorn bucket and a drink.
Oh, my God. Damn.
No judgment here.
God damn.
There is judgment here. Wait, hold on.
I reach into the trash can, get an empty large popcorn bucket, a large drink, and I walk in like I bought it.
So you will walk her to the seat like a gentleman and say, let me go get you some popcorn. Let's all sit down, and then you sit here, put your feet up, enjoy some of these, de-scramble Tom Hanks a few times, and then I'll come back, and then you go rummage through the garbage, and you bring her garbage trash.
All right,
and,
don't use that word now. Come on.
Garbage popcorn I can put up with, because that's just, I mean, it's still gross, but the bucket is the bucket. The drink cup, I feel like that's when you could have just said, I'm gonna pay for the fresh cup.
Hey, this is cheapo, not splurging. All right?
Have you ever gotten caught doing that? Like, did she ever find out?
No. I wash out the cup. I wash out the popcorn bucket, and everything's good.
You're the guy in the bathroom washing out.
I've seen that guy before. This guy's doing dishes with cardboard buckets.
Is he work right. here?
If he doesn't win this thing, I'd be shocked.
I know. That's insane.
That's a real cheapo move right there. And she thinks, oh, man, the guy really splurged one with the large popcorn.
Because it makes sense. The other person, they don't want to sit in line. They don't want to do that. They want to just relax and, you know, recline and enjoy the movie.
Jen, it's El Cheapo, Thrifty Thursday, talking about ways that you were cheaped out on or cheaped out on a date. What happened?
Hey guys, morning.
Morning.
I have a less nastier one for the movie. I usually just go to the movies on Tuesday because there's a discount on Tuesday. So I only like to go on dates on Tuesdays because also it's Taco Tuesday too.
Oh, so nice. Best deals on Tuesdays.
Day for me, yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Valentine's Day, it may not say 14th on the calendar. Tuesday is when you celebrate. That's another one that people will do. They will always just round Valentine's Day to, you know, the Friday that's closest. On this particular year, I do believe it falls on a Friday.
Yeah, so you're screwed.
So
there.
You're kind of screwed.
But it's funny that somebody would be like, hey, how's Friday? And you're like, no, how's Tuesday?
How's Tuesday? Yeah, that'll do it.
323 said, El Cheapo every week reminds me that we need to bring back shaming.
I agree. I think that we need more shaming in this world. I mean, that guy's feeling pretty good about his little trash popcorn bucket trick on the dates.
Yeah, but I think we should have him join us.
All right, hold on 1 second. Hey, Alex, please, I think you could use something free. We got some lift tickets for you. Love you to join us tomorrow.
I live in Dallas, and I would not be making it, but I would love to pass it on to the other movie lady so we can go on
Tuesday. Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay, hold on, beautiful. This guy is not listening in state, so he's not eligible. That would be some commute to Snow Summit from Dallas, but if he left now, I think you'd still make it. Pass those tickets on. Let's pay it forward. You want more lift tickets? We got them coming up. We'll get you into Coachella, Tom Morello in the K-Rock Studios in less than an hour. And dealing with something, a personal issue, which I will share with you next. Although I'll regret.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Reddit later. Fine Alley Show. Every once in a while, the show gets a little serious. Now may be one of those times. A week from today, I will be here doing the show. That's at least the plan right now. But I will probably not be in great shape. And the reason is because, I don't know, this started maybe a month or two ago when a lot of people started making comments about physically how I appeared. And I'm used to people saying things like, oh, look at the size of those nostrils.
Welcome to the club.
Right, I know. Around here, we get that a lot. But people were commenting, especially as I was posting stuff on Instagram, they're like, you look like you're getting weirdly skinny, almost like sickly skinny. And I took that as a compliment because it's L.A. So I was like, thank you.
I look sickly? Wonderful. Sickly.
I've officially made it. And people start saying, are you on Ozempic? Are you on this? Are you on that? I said, no. In fact, before we started this forced resolution thing, I was eating as much junk as I always eat, which, as you know, is a lot of junk. Mm-hmm. I love junk.
Yeah, you're
pizza,
a junk fanatic.
Constantly. Cheese steaks, I'll eat wings constantly.
But you also will not eat for a period of time, and then you'll eat like a snake.
Yeah. I
inhale it. It must be like a lot.
So I started thinking about, it's weird, all these people are saying that I'm losing weight. I don't even really weigh myself that much. And then we started doing the forced resolutions, and I realized, man, I'm kind of losing a significant amount of weight here, which is weird.
Well, and you looked really pale.
Yeah, thank you. That's winter. I think that's just because of winter. I haven't been out.
You just get translucent.
Yeah, I get see-through. So I go, maybe I should go to a doctor, because I haven't been to a doctor in a while, and I feel like they recommend you go to doctors semi-regularly.
Are you noticing your own weight loss, or
no.
Is it just because everyone else is telling you that?
I mean, my pants feel bigger, but like for the most part, I kind of still feel like I wear the same pants I've been wearing since high school, college. I just have the same pants. I bought pants at some point in my life, I don't even remember when, and I still wear those pants.
One point, they were skinny jeans, and now they're not.
Right. At one point, right, they were skinny. And luckily, the trend has moved to baggy again. So
I know,
thank
there
God.
You go.
I'm on trend. So I went to see a doctor and went over some stuff. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I think we should, this is concerning to me, is the way the guy put it. And I said, like, what
is
level?
Is it concerning to him because he makes more money if he tests you?
Yeah, oh,
on
yeah,
a bunch
of course.
Of stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. I go, is it concerning and you take insurance or concerning and you don't take insurance?
Yeah. Go to a place where it's all covered. They're like, ah, get out of here.
So
get out of here, you.
He goes, I want to stick a camera down your throat. I want to do a, I want to basically knock you out and put a giant camera. What's it called? An
endoscopy.
Endoscopy.
Yeah, endoscopy.
So thank you, Jake. And And I go, all right, well, that doesn't sound pleasant. He's like, yeah, let me see what's going on there. You know, we'll do some blood work and we'll do some other stuff and we'll see if, you know, you're on the up and up. Because he goes, you're too young to have, real health issues, but also...
Yeah, but everything else is fine.
But he said the reality is, and this is what he's seen lately, is that people that are younger and younger are developing these... who knows if it's environmental or microplastics or the fact that I don't really have a very healthy lifestyle in general, because I do have to fill out the thing where I go, do I drink? Yes. Do I eat unhealthy? Yes. Do I work out regularly? Not so much. Do I... do all the other things you're supposed to do. I have a high stress job. Is my sleep good? No. All the things that they start going, maybe there's something here. So anyway, long and short of it is the guy says to me, I want to look down your throat with this camera. And then he goes, you know what? Also, you're a little young for this, but...
But I'm going to put another camera somewhere else.
I want to take that same camera and stick it in your butt.
Oh, yeah, butt bros. Woo!
And I said, I got like 5 years, 7 years before I got to think about that. Let's not jump the gun on this one. And he goes, no.
Are you talking about a colonoscopy?
Yes. And I said, I'm all good.
But aren't
there.
You thinking to yourself, better safe than sorry, man?
No. I'm thinking, really? Better no camera in my butt than camera in my butt.
Wow.
And
okay.
He goes, I'm the doctor here, and you're not. And he had me on that one.
Spread it.
So he says, let's just do it all because you're going to be under anyway. You won't even know once you're under.
Oh, really? They put you under for an endoscopy?
Yeah.
I guess.
I had one of those and I was not under.
So I said,
I had bad health insurance.
So I said, wow, this guy's just going to put jam cameras in me while I'm under.
People make a lot of money on that stuff.
And then they say to me.
Can we have the video afterwards? You can start your OF.
He's like, I've never had a guy with two buttholes before.
I didn't even tell him that
put
yet.
Two cameras.
Oh,
in
man.
There
surprise for him. Yeah, he doesn't know where to make sure you mark it. Where insert here.
This guy's going to be shocked. But I just got the paperwork. I got to tape one of them shut so he doesn't go in the wrong one. He just gave me the paperwork yesterday. I've never done this before, obviously. And it's apparently, you know, you have to start training for this like a marathon.
Yeah,
like,
it sucks.
Like, not only the day before, but they're saying, like, literally starting, you know, this weekend. Thank God it's not Super Bowl weekend, or this would be a total fail.
What are you supposed to do?
Oh, Al, you got to, like, start going to, like, a full liquid diet for a while, and then you got to take a bunch of, the guy sent me this thing. I thought it was a joke. It's like, you got to chug a bunch of laxatives.
Yeah, it's gross.
24 hours before, then you got to take a bunch of pills.
Ugh. Any stretching devices?
Yeah, got a gape.
A gape?
I got a gape. No. That part I made up. You got to do all this stuff, and it sounds truly terrible. And then the guy said, look, you know, we recommend you do these things like right in the morning because you're going to be so ravenous. You haven't eaten for days leading up and everything else. He goes, how's 7 a.m. work for you? I said, it works terrible for me because I'm on the radio every day. He goes, well, I think this is more important than your radio show. I said, you're probably right, but also... You know, I'm not going to miss a radio show to have you put a camera in my butt. So he goes, I'll do it in the studio.
No, cool.
No, he didn't say that.
Why am I here?
I was hoping. No, he said, all right, well, I can do it at 11:30, but you're going to be miserable. I said, great.
Wait. Let's not rule the idea of him coming in studio
he's
studio.
He's not doing it in studio.
Put the camera on the live stream.
I know. Finally, our YouTube would get some clicks. So anyway, he wants to do that next Thursday. So as a result, starting like next Monday, I got to, you know, start really changing.
You're going to be in such a bad mood.
I know, you're in a bad mood if you have like a stuffy nose.
It totally.
Yeah.
310
well,
said, this is important for your health care, Klein. I lost my best friend to colon cancer and she was only 32 years old.
Then
323, welcome Klein to the camera and the butt club.
This is what the guy said to me. He said, you think this is some old guy thing. He goes, the last few patients that have had this and unexpectedly had it bad were in their 20s and early 30s. And I have a friend of mine also that was mid-30s, and he was just normal living life, and one day had a real bad pain, went and got checked out, stage 3. I don't know. Apparently, it's the fat. It's very trendy now. It's the fastest growing. So I don't know what's going on.
443 said, a colonoscopy, Klein, is the best nap you will ever get.
Great.
And 310 said, relax. I've had it done. It's not that bad. 909 said, they woke up during their colonoscopy and saw their own insides.
I don't want that.
Cool.
That's so cool.
And I said to the guy, I don't like that one at all. I said to him, are you going to do which camera goes where first? because I don't want him to use the one.
They use the same camera for both.
Yeah, I think
first butt.
Yeah, I know. I told him I want to go. Let's do mouth first. Let's do the mouth one first.
Yeah.
I don't think I got two camera insurance. I got one camera insurance. So
let me know the aftertaste when you're done.
Oh.
So anyway, so next Thursday, I guess.
Is a day that I'm taking off.
Is a day Allie's going to take off. I will be here, but boy, I will not be happy.
You're going to have to run to the bathroom during the show, man.
Yeah, that's what it
claims. Yeah, I don't think you'll be able to even get through a break.
Guys, the sheet the guy gave me said, because I got to drive from this studio to
Rock Pants, dude.
Culver City.
Oh my God, yeah, you got to finally do your Rock Pants.
He says you're supposed to map out, on the way, you're supposed to map out every like mile a bathroom you can use if you need to use one, because he said that's what your body's going to be going through. And that means I need Johnny, who knows all the passcodes for every bathroom at every fast food place, and I need Jake, because he's got the
I've done this before.
He probably know where every bathroom is within a 10-mile radius, right, Jake?
Yeah, you need to know.
So, and I may just do the full show. I mean, I'm happy to not come in next Thursday. I'm
starting to think maybe you just shouldn't.
Well,
I want to see this disaster in person. Maureen, you absolutely have to come in.
Maureen, hi, you're on K-Rock. What's up?
Hey, so I had the camera down my mouth and down there, and I'm 43, and they found like 9 precancerous growths that they had removed.
All right.
Wow, that's great that they removed them.
9, that's a big number.
Dude, no kidding. And then they found an adenoma in my throat, no, my duodenum. So
don't try to sound smart.
No, I just, like, I didn't even know what that was.
Right. That's a fancy way of saying tonsils.
Well, 408 said this colonoscopy is really going to help you hit that weight goal challenge easily.
So I think next week I could be my new low, because if I go full liquid, I mean, this diet is other
You're
going
to lose so much weight just from, like,
just
inflammation. Yeah.
So I'm not excited about this at all, but just wanted to share. And if you'd like to keep me in your thoughts and prayers, you can do that, although I think there's probably more important things to pray for, like, you know, you hit your bets at the Super Bowl. But still, that's what's going to be happening a week from today.
Wait, thoughts and prayers? Dude, isn't this like a routine
thing?
No.
Why are you freaking out, dude?
What I hate
dude?
Is that the 4 days before it's going to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is going to be your growing anxiety about how nervous you are about this very basic procedure.
I just start planning my replacement. That's fine.
Oh, man.
We have been.
Okay, good. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Moments away from bringing in the legend, Mr. Tom Morello will be here. Insert your favorite Tom Morello project here. Could it be Rage, or Prophets of Rage? I mean, there's just so many. You could go on and on and on. And Tom Morello in the K-Rock studios in mere moments. First, though, let's get a look at what's going on in the world with your news. Got some more lift tickets for you as well, because tomorrow is officially ditch day. So excuses on the ready so we can all join forces at Snow Summit. Skiing, snowboarding, day drinking, and more. Got a pair of lift tickets for you coming up the second Allie's done with the ADD news. And I just found out that Tom Morello brought some tickets to see him at his show at the Fonda Theater on February 7th. So we'll get you into that as well. Here's your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
Just a couple of updates on this American Airlines flight crash. It's the first major U.S. airline disaster since 2009, and they believe that all passengers are dead. They are currently recovering bodies. They said 64 people were on the American Airlines flight, including some young Olympic figure skaters and their families and coaches. 3 people were on the military helicopter who were on a test flight, and the plane was in the process of landing at Reagan Airport when the Black Hawk military helicopter entered its path, and it seems some of the reports are saying that they were directed to follow that aircraft, like follow the plane, and it's unknown as to why they went in front of the plane. Flights are about to resume at Reagan Airport. They had paused all the flights from that airport, and now I believe in the next 2 minutes they're going to resume flights, and that's probably going to be a complete S show. But as they recover some of the passengers that lost their lives in this crash, I didn't realize that they used the help of city cruise lines to recover bodies. They're using Hornblower City Cruises.
Oh, yeah. I've been on those before.
To assist in emergency response.
Yeah. I mean, that's like my home airport. When I fly home to see my parents, that's the airport I go in and out of.
So you know it well.
Know it very well.
Is it always very crowded? And
no.
Is that they're saying that it's very congested and that it's, you know, there's way too many flights coming in and out of there.
Look, I have no idea what the flight patterns. I mean, I know there's been a lot of times I've been waiting on the runway because we're 28th for takeoff, so that's probably not a good indication.
Wow.
But I always like that's my airport of choice in the D.C. area.
Well, Dulles I've been to, and that place is sad.
Terrible.
Very sad.
BWI, forget that. No offense, Baltimore, but you suck. So, yeah, that was my go-to. Regardless, doesn't matter now. I mean, the thing is so sad, tragic, obviously, and really just terrible situation.
Well,
seems so avoidable
with
for so
all
many
the
reasons.
Things that have been going on with Boeing, and everyone's fears of flying have sort of had a resurgence, right? Like, when flying wasn't as frequent, people were terrified because it was like, oh, my God, I'm in the sky, you know, mm-hmm. this new concept. And then it became so regular that I feel like the fear of flying became such an afterthought in terms of things that people are afraid of.
Yeah.
And now it has really come back to the forefront because of all the altercations that happen on flights, all of the problems and screws flying off, and then now things like this. I believe that fear of flying classes and things like that are going to make a big comeback. My mom took fear of flying classes when she was younger.
When I'm boarding the plane, I walk up and down that aisle. I see a lot of people popping pills. A lot of people are getting Xanaxed up for flights now, in general. And I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
I mean, it makes sense. All right. Obviously, the Grammys are happening this weekend. It's music's biggest night. And they've already said that there are going to be some tributes to the spirit of Los Angeles. And, you know, obviously talking about what a great city it is for music and the long process of rebuilding after the fires. But there's also going to be a tribute to the life and legacy of legend Quincy Jones. Mm. So they've announced some new performers. Coldplay's Chris Martin will be there. Cynthia Erivo. You've got Janelle Monáe, John Legend, Lainey Wilson, Sheryl Crow, my girl, St. Vincent, and Stevie Wonder. So all of those have been added.
Between the Grammys this weekend, the Fire Aid show happening tonight.
Busy week for musicians.
All of the greatest musicians in the world. And Tom Morello here at K-Rock. I mean, it's really all of the greats are all right here in Southern California right now. And Omar Khan with his clarinet
playing.
Thank you.
He's going to be by the way,
he's going to be doing the in memoriam segment.
Omar, I just want to warn you. I know you're going to give us your clarinet performance coming up.
I know who's in the next
room. Tom Morello is here, so he will be witnessing you play your clarinet. Yeah. Just letting you know.
All right. And then
Tom, let's not keep Tom waiting. Let's just skip
no,
to Tom.
No, no, no.
Hey, he needs to hear that.
He's requested that.
And, you know, God. He's heard a lot of musicians and bands when they were first starting out and said, hey, I see potential there. So if he can scout you, I think it would be a big win. And then finally, for the Super Bowl, I know a lot of people said they're boycotting, they're not going to watch it, but it seems like advertisers are very well aware that you probably will be watching it because now it has reached a record high for ad space and how many millions of dollars you're going to pay just for 30 seconds. It's now at $8 million, which is higher than I think it was 7 or 7.5 last year.
All right. Well,
and they believe that 10 or more companies have bought that ad space.
If you are a company and couldn't quite afford a Super Bowl commercial, but you'd like to advertise on Klein Alley's show, we will accept your dollars.
If you got about, you know, $750, $800.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll show up.
You get a 6-month run for that.
We'll legally change Postmaster Johnny's name to whatever your company is for $50. I'm not even kidding. We'll take it. Call us now. Brand new hour of the show starts now, and we got your lift tickets. If you'd like to win, call us, 800-520-1067. Ditch Day is tomorrow at Snow Summit. We want to get you in now.
Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ-FM and HD Pasadena. Los Angeles. Orange County. This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, we'll get into a brand new hour of the show in just a moment and pick up caller 20. Let me clear out some phone lines. Chris, you've been on hold for a bit. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I guess you moved on already from the topic, but I just wanted to say that I actually had a colonoscopy the other year, and they pretty much said that there's nothing wrong with you. The doctor, in like doctor terms, said you just eat like crap and you need to work out more.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a good line in general if you're a doctor. I mean, that's what I would say to everyone. Just work out more, eat better. Seems like it's easy.
Like
drink more
good.
Water. It's big advice right there. Sleep better, drink. We all know what we have to do, but the question is, can we do it? And will we do it?
Every professional, that's their advice to any human being.
Yeah. This was the first doctor, though, that really grilled me on my questionnaire about how much I drink alcohol. Because he says, you clicked here that you drink whatever the choice was, like seldomly, which was, I think, a few times a week.
That's seldomly?
Well, I think
a few times a week?
That was the problem, because I clicked seldomly, but then I wrote like 3 to 4 things a week.
Because you didn't know what seldomly meant?
Yeah. And he goes, that's not seldomly. I was like, I thought it was. 3 to 4 times a week drinking seems pretty seldom to me.
You don't drink that much. You don't drink 3 to 4 times a week.
I don't drink to excess 3 to 4 times a week, but would I have a drink? Yeah, 3 to 4 times a week? Yeah, on a slow week.
You do? No, you don't. What are you drinking? Are you drinking a vodka soda every night?
Not every night. You make, whoa, hold on. When did this turn on me? I'm not going to get
off the phone with your doctor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have I'd say two nights of the week, I would maybe make myself a drink at home, like, you know, to wind down. And then if I go out.
Like a little cocktail bar, you got a shaker?
I don't have a shaker. I just pour some booze in a cup with some ice and drink it. And then if I go out, let's assume I go out one night a week.
Yeah, that I don't count.
Well, okay. So then.
But I'm saying you're going out and drinking at least once a week?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, seldom.
That's not seldom.
That is seldom.
I mean, if you got
that's
once
one out of seven.
Yeah, that's like.
Well, no, I'm saying once a week is seldom. But like, if you are 3 to 4 times a week going out or drinking at home, are you drinking alone?
Yeah. Not like.
Why are you getting on Jake about his drinking?
Not alone, Allie. But like, for instance, I'll sit there.
Yeah, he's with his kids. Yeah,
he's ignoring his children.
Yeah, the kids will be there. We'll all throw them back together. I'll be like, "Let's go, Daddy."
I'm
needs
taste
a new...
this, and then I laugh when they gag.
Yeah, it's okay. They drink the flavored vodka. It goes down smooth.
Okay.
This hour on the show, the legend known as Mr. Tom Morello, Rage Against the Machine, has already arrived. I will say this about this rock star: he is prompt, actually early, which is crazy. You never see that. He'll be joining us. Omar's going to blow your mind with his big performance. Oh, that's coming up right after Lola Young on K-Rock.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.